With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. Trade with China boomed in the U.S. last year after a new trade deal went into effect, which the Montana Farm Bureau says was great news for Montana farmers. The deal was meant to offset losses from former President Trump's trade war with China. Montana Farm Bureau Executive Vice President John Youngberg says that when the U.S. signed its Phase 1 agreement with China last year, he was expecting it to mostly benefit the corn and soybean industries, which don't have a big presence in Montana. But he says he was pleasantly surprised.
It's been a huge boost to the ag economy in the United States and in Montana.
Montana wheat and pulse crops, which include peas, chickpeas, and lentils, did really well in China last year because of the deal. Youngberg says Montana sent about 40 million bushels of wheat and 16 million pounds of pulse crops to China. Lentil exports alone increased sevenfold over 2019. Though agriculture exports from the U.S. to China were at a record high $27.2 billion last year, they missed the target China had agreed to in the deal by about $6 billion. U.S. exports to China still saw a significant jump from pre-trade war numbers. Montana farmers received a vital lifeline through federal subsidies last year, which were also meant to help offset losses from the trade war that began in 2018. Youngberg says the trade deal is a better way for Montana farmers to make ends meet.
We would rather be getting a check from somebody for buying our product than storing our product.
He says Montana wheat exports to Canada also saw a big boost as the country increased its own exports to China past what it could fill. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Megan Myskowski.